This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:06. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And today we're taking you through the final day of the second sitting of the Day One Rakyat. So before we get into today's proceedings, though, I just want to double back to yesterday's session. Amendments to three acts were approved late last evening that are basically to do with the courts. And one significant amendment was to the Courts of Judicature Amendment Act Bill 2020, which will allow civil case proceedings to be conducted online. Here is de facto Law Minister Datuk Taqiyuddin Hassan.
Badan Kehakiman Malaysia telah memaksimumkan keupayaan teknologi sedia ada, antaranya dengan mengadakan pendengaran kes melalui video ataupun video conferencing dan pengurusan kes melalui e-review dan email bagi kes-kes civil. Walau bagaimanapun, proceeding dalam talian ini merupakan suatu alternatif kepada kaedah pelaksanaan perbicaraan dan tidak menghalang pihak-pihak untuk meneruskan perbicaraan mahkamah secara konvensional.
So that was de facto Law Minister Datuk Taqiyuddin Hassan. Jelutong MP RSN Raya brought up concerns, though, that if witnesses are not required to be physically present, then this provision could potentially be subject to abuse. The MP was then accused of attacking the judiciary.
Kalau katakan saya sebagai seorang magistrate atau hakim mahkamah session memutuskan, okey, biarlah kita teruskan, memandangkan ada undang-undang Enabling Act memberi saya bidang kuasa, kalau saya nak meneruskan perbicaraan penuh, that is open to abuse. That is my worry.
Saya sekali lagi lah saya menyatakan kenyataan jelutong itu agak mubahaya. Itu merupakan satu attack kepada mahkamah tu.
Baling.
Don't get me wrong.
You assume court will act as such.
No, don't get me wrong, Yang Mohamad.
Okay, so those were clips from yesterday talking about amendments that will allow civil case proceedings to happen virtually. And now we come to today. So a topic that came up early was vacancy tax. You may have seen news circulating yesterday about plans to impose a tax on properties that developers fail to sell. And this is supposed to help solve the issue of property glut in the country. But some real estate industry players have said that it would be an ineffective solution. So Minister of Housing and Local Government, Zuraida Kamarudin, today said that the vacancy tax is still only in the consideration stage.
Jadi KPKT sekarang masih lagi dalam situasi perbincangan, belum lagi buat apa keputusan. Tapi namun demikian, pada peringkat ini memandangkan bahawa cadangan ini dibuat adalah berdasarkan kepada angka-angka kita dapat yang menjurus kepada hartanah yang 500 ke atas. It means high-end premium. It's not about 500,000 below, rumah affordable dan sebagainya. Jadi KPKT sekarang saya mengambil penetapan bahawa kita akan mencari kaedah lain yang mana kita boleh mengawal pemaju daripada membina rumah-rumah yang tidak bertepatan dengan permintaan. Mix match, rumah yang harga tinggi, lokasi yang tak betul dan sebagainya. Agar mereka sebelum lagi pembinaan, KPKT akan meneliti sama ada apa yang dicadangkan adalah satu projek yang viable, yang tepat dengan apa yang dikendaki oleh rakyat. Jadi ini apabila kita berjaya membangunkan our big data system, we should be able to get the right projection because then you would be able to assess by statistical information dengan izin untuk mereka merancangkan pembinaan mereka masa depan.
So you just heard Minister of Housing and Local Government Zuraida Kamarudin. Briefly, there was a question about e-cash redemptions. Kluang MP Wong Shu Chi wanted to know how successful the 50 ringgit e-cash initiative has been. So here is Deputy Finance Minister Muhammad Shahar Abdullah with the numbers.
Permohonan untuk e-perjana hanya telah dibuka melalui 31 Julai 2020 dan akan ditawarkan sehingga 24 September tahun 2020. Kredit yang diterima perlu dibelanjakan sebelum 30 September 2020 untuk makluman Yang Berhormat sehingga 21 Ogos 2020 sebanyak 495.4 juta ringgit Malaysia telah berjaya disalurkan kepada 9.9 juta penerima di seluruh negara melalui pemberian kredit e-perjana.
Let us know, actually, have you redeemed any e-cash? Because it is just now occurring to me that I didn't actually end up taking anybody up on this e-wallet offer. And being the Luddite that I am, I did not actually redeem any of that. But did you do better than I did? Did you redeem e-cash during this whole Panjana period? You can call us and let us know how that went for you. 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, after the Q&A session ended, Bayan Baru MP Simza Zin raised a motion to ask de facto Law Minister Datuk Dakyudin Hassan to explain why the bill to limit a Prime Minister's tenure to 2 terms was withdrawn yesterday. Datuk Dakyudin said the government isn't obliged to provide any reason for withdrawing a bill.
Saya nak jelaskan bahawa di dalam Peraturan Mesyuarat 62 adalah jelas ahli yang menjaga sesuatu rang undang-undang boleh berdiri di tempatnya dan minta menarik balik rang undang-undang itu atau hendak menangguhkan peringkat satu lagi. Rang undang-undang itu sama ada sebelum dimulakan urusan mesyuarat atau apabila sampai pada perkara rang undang-undang itu di dalam aturan urusan mesyuarat. Full stop. Tidak ada dinyatakan bahawa apabila kerajaan ingin menarik balik satu-satu rang undang-undang perlu diberikan sebab kenapa ia perlu ditarik. Walaupun demikian, saya nak jelaskan bahawa keputusan untuk memasukkan cadangan pindaan kepada perlembagaan tersebut telah diputuskan dan dibawa oleh Kerajaan Pakatan Harapan sehingga bacaan kali pertama, bagaimana kita tahu, oleh Perdana Menteri yang menjadi Perdana Menteri selama 22 tahun, 22 bulan. Kemudian membawa pindaan untuk menghadkan tempoh Perdana Menteri hanya 2 penggal saja. Jadi pokoknya kerajaan tak perlu memberi apa-apa sebab kenapa ianya ditarik. Ini jadi, polisi jadi menteri, kerajaan sekarang.
Jadi kerajaan Perikatan tidak berminat untuk buat sebarang reformasi lagi lah. Ya?
Dalam perkara itu kepada, setakat ini tidak.
Tidak, tidak berminat. Untuk,
terima kasih, Bapak Baru.
Terima kasih.
So that was an exchange between de facto Law Minister Datuk Dakyudin Hassan and Bayan Baru MP Simza Zin on the withdrawal of an amendment that would have capped the Prime Minister's time in office to 2 terms. Meanwhile, outside Parliament chambers, the conversation was dominated by the ongoing hullabaloo around projects awarded through direct negotiations by the Pakatan Harapan government, because the list of the 101 projects worth 6.6 billion ringgit was finally revealed by Tengku Datuk Sri Zafrul Abdul Aziz. So today, former Pakatan Harapan ministers came together for a joint PC to respond to that list and also to clarify some things. So former Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng called Tengku Zafrul out on the inaccuracies of his claim, starting with the fact that the bulk of the projects are legacies from the Barisan Nasional Administration.
Kebanyakan projek Wuringan Terus ini bukan inisiatif baru daripada Pakatan Harapan, tetapi adalah projek yang diwarisi atau sambungan dari zaman Barisan Nasional. Bezanya, Pakatan Harapan telah meneruskan projek-projek ini dengan pemotongan kos yang menghasilkan penjimatan yang ketara. Rupa-rupanya projek Wuringan Terus di bawah inisiatif Pakatan Harapan bukanlah 6.61 bilion ringgit seperti yang diwawakan, tetapi sebenarnya hanya 352 juta ringgit saja. Baki 6,258 juta ringgit atau 6.258 bilion ialah projek yang diwarisi dan sambungan dari zaman BN yang terpaksa diteruskan oleh Pakatan Harapan. Sekiranya hanya projek Rudingan Terus yang benar-benar di bawah inisiatif Pakatan Harapan diambil kira, ia merupakan hanya 0.07% daripada nilai keseluruhan perolehan kerajaan tempoh itu sebanyak 477.38 bilion ringgit. Dalam kata lain, 99.93% daripada jumlah keseluruhan perolehan telah ditawarkan melalui kaedah tender dan bukan rundingan terus.
So that was Lim Guan Eng asserting that out of the 477 billion ringgit worth of projects awarded during their tenure, only 0.07% were made through direct negotiations. So he also pointed out that former Pakatan Harapan members who are now cabinet members in Perikatan Nasional had projects on the list.
Mereka semua telah cuba menafikan di Parlimen dan dalam kenyataan akhbar. Pembohongan menteri-menteri pengkhianat dibongkar dengan pendedahan senarai Menteri Kewangan semalam yang menunjukkan bahawa kementerian yang disandang sebelum ini, satu, Kementerian Dalam Negeri. Sekarang, Perdana Menteri meminta RM517.7 juta. Kementerian Perumahan dan Kerajaan Tempatan meminta RM171 juta. Kementerian Hal Ehwal Ekonomi, ini Dato' Sri Azmin Ali, meminta RM1.2 juta. Dan Kementerian Pembangunan Luar Bandar, Dato' Sri Rina Harun, meminta RM7.36 juta.
Other Pakatan members at the press conference also spoke up to defend the projects that were approved when they were ministers in charge. Datuk Dr. Xavier Jayakumar, former Minister of Water, Land and Natural Resources, talked about a procedural directive from the MOF that allowed for certain projects to be approved without an open tender.
Only when the amount is above 50 million that we has to be brought to the minister. If not, the KSU and all can decide. Now, so in my ministry, I made an internal memo bringing down that amount to 5 million. Anything above 5 million will be brought to tender, but below 5 million will be decided by the officers in charge. That is allowable in the Peraturan Kewangan. Now, in my ministry, totally, they have set 13 tenders amounting to 5.67 million. If you break it down, there are amounts for 36,000, there's amount for 30,000, 28,000. Ministers cannot be involved in all the small amounts, then nothing will work. Some of them are emergency. Example in Kedah, when there was a drought, we had to get raw water. We had to immediately drill underground in order to get raw water. I cannot wait for a tender process, and that amount is only about 50 to 60,000 ringgit. And that is allowable under the Treasury instructions for the Ketua Penggara for that department to use his powers in order to make it happen.
So that was Datuk Dr. Xavier Jayakumar, former Minister of Water, Land and Natural Resources, explaining some of the reasons why projects were made through direct negotiations. So we're going to be expanding on this conversation later on in the evening with Tricia Yeo from the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, or IDEAS, and that's going to be happening after the 7 o'clock news, so do stay tuned for that. In the meantime, to close off the final day of parliamentary proceedings, we have the Speaker of the Dewan Rakyat, Azhar Azizan Harun, with a few parting words.
Persidangan kali ini dilaksanakan ketika seluruh dunia termasuk Malaysia sedang menghadapi penularan wabak COVID-19. Urusan Parlimen pada mesyuarat kali ini telah melalui new norm atau norma baru bagi mengekang penularan wabak ini. Saya sebagai Yang di-Pertua dan mewakili kedua-dua timbalan saya ingin merakamkan ucapan setinggi-tinggi terima kasih kepada semua ahli-ahli yang berhormat yang telah memberi kerjasama bagi membolehkan perjalanan majlis mesyuarat dapat disempurnakan sepanjang tempoh 25 hari ini. Saya juga mengambil kesempatan ini untuk mengucapkan terima kasih dan penghargaan yang tidak terhingga kepada semua pegawai kerajaan, kakitangan-kakitangan Parlimen Malaysia khususnya bahagian pengurusan Dewan Rakyat dalam pengendalian urusan majlis mesyuarat sepanjang tempoh Dewan kali ini bersidang. Ahli-ahli yang berhormat, saya turut ingin mengucapkan Selamat Hari Kebangsaan dan juga Selamat Hari Malaysia kepada semua ahli-ahli yang berhormat dan warga Parlimen Malaysia. Saya juga ingin menasihatkan semua ahli yang berhormat untuk sentiasa mematuhi SOP agar kita sama-sama dapat mengekang penularan wabak COVID-19 yang masih belum ada kesedaran ini. Oleh kerana ramai ahli-ahli yang berhormat berpantun, maka saya pun nak berpantun juga. Biduk berlalu di Tasik Cini, redup di payung awan mega, ternyata cukup sampai di sini, mesyuarat kedua penggal ketiga.
So that was Datuk Azhar Azizan Harun, Speaker of the House, closing off the proceedings for this particular sitting. And that's it for this round of Popit Popit Parliament. We'll be back with this little segment when Dewan Rakyat reconvenes, which for the time being is scheduled for the 2nd of November. And in the meantime, do keep your thoughts coming, whether it's about direct negotiations or actually today it was just dominated by direct negotiations, but also whether or not you've redeemed any e-cash, because today we heard about how successful that initiative has been. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.